Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Bye week for your team. I know when we talked after last week, it was something that you were looking forward to and that you felt like your team needed. How did you use it? And do you feel like you came back from it pretty rested and refreshed?
Yeah, I think so. We had some bye week objectives that we wanted to accomplish and, develop some position skills, work on some situational football, third downs, an area that we've been working hard to improve and become more efficient. Red zone, 2 minute. And then we've taken advantage of the opportunity to try to get a head start on Delaware. They're a really talented football team. Ryan's done a great job up there and, they'll throw a lot at you, offensively, multiple formations, some gadgets, so there's a lot for us to prepare for there. And as well, defensively, it's a bit of a more unique scheme. So we took some time to try to get a head start on those guys and develop some depth too with our younger guys. Our younger guys got some good reps this week in practice and try to make sure we keep our guys who have had a high volume of reps, keep those guys healthy and fresh and ready for a big football game up in Newark.
Last Monday, we talked about the big plays that Matthew Downing was able to make for you in the passing game. And coming into the year, he was a guy with experience, but maybe not a ton of playing experience, especially in your system. How have you seen him grow from week one to where you are now?
Yeah, Matthew's been great. I mean, he puts in a tremendous amount of work to prepare and get caught up to speed with our offense. You know, when we entered the season, I mean, we're talking about 3 months of football he had with us. So he's getting better every week. And certainly the explosive plays against Monmouth were significant. Him being able to connect down the field with our guys was big time. So Matthew's working hard and continuing to get better. Absolutely.
I would think one of the guys that maybe got a little lighter workload last week was Jalen Hampton, because he has carried a lot of load for you during the season. How much did he need the week? And then how key is his ability to earn those yards against the Delaware defense going to be for you Saturday?
Yeah, it's big. We need to be able to, be balanced, relatively balanced. And, our success in the run game opens up so many more opportunities in the pass game. So Jalen should be good, ready to go and fresh. And, we're excited to get him going here late in the season, playing in November. It's important to be able to run the football. We're going to see some different weather conditions here. We saw some, up at Villanova, certainly. And, going north, who knows what it's going to be like here. So, it's important. Yeah, we got to be able to run the football, and Jalen's our guy.
Defensively, you've kind of had a mix of some returnees and some young guys. And we've talked about your young linebackers, Marco Paterno and Brandon Tyson specifically. How have you seen them come together? And, when you have at such a key position like linebacker, how have they gotten better as the year goes along? Do you feel like they're freshmen anymore the way they're playing?
Yeah, right. They are not freshmen anymore. They've got a lot of snaps and a lot of production. And those are two guys really that, we wanted to make sure we got through this week healthy and fresh, because they have played a ton of snaps, those two freshman linebackers. But they're getting better, every week. They're playing faster, playing with better skills, getting a better feel for how to fit our defense and our opponents. So another challenging game week for them from a prep standpoint and game plan week. But yeah, real pleased with the development of those two guys.
Question this morning from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach. Great to see you again. Last fall, you guys really did a great job bottling up Delaware. Maybe it was one early drive Delaware had, and then you guys really controlled the game defensively from there on. I'm just curious, you mentioned getting a head start on seeing Delaware during your bye week. Are there things that you see that, UD's really improved with on offense? I know it's Coach Carty's second year, but, what are you seeing on offense that might make Delaware difficult to defend?
Well, Coach Carty does a great job. He's going to make you defend the entire field, really, vertically in the passing game. He'll spread you out horizontally. You've got to defend 53 and a third. They've been very efficient running the football. I mean, Marcus Yarns is one of the most explosive and productive players in the country right now, whether he's running the ball or catching it. So he's going to have a great plan for us. You know, what you talk about last year, but I mean, really, I mean, Ryan's got 45 new faces on this on his football team right now. So, you know, there's not a ton of carryover from a personnel standpoint from last year, especially defensively. But he's got a really talented football team, and they're hot right now.
Next question from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, you lost some guys in the secondary from last year, and seemed like maybe in the preseason that was kind of one of your questions on how that would all kind of mesh together. How's that kind of gone? And how would you evaluate that?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're still talented back there. We lost some talented guys, but we have some talented guys who have come up through our program. And that's one of the benefits of being a developmental program, you know, where Caleb Curtin was able to redshirt and develop. And now it's his time. And now, you know, instead of talking about Cole Coleman or Omar Rogers or Trayvon Jones, you're talking about Caleb Curtin and Jaden Dennis and Bo Sanders and, you know, Antonio White. And we've got some other younger guys in there that are getting a lot of reps. Ish Atkins getting a bunch of reps, and DJ Hamilton, a true freshman, getting a bunch of reps. Jesse Powell. So we do have some young guys that have really developed and are getting better every week. And Devontae Edwards and Dominique Battle, Milo Austin, our coaches on the back end there, have done a really good job developing that young talent.
Did you watch the Delaware game live?
Did I?
I was just wondering if that ruined your weekend.
No, I did watch part of the Delaware game live, and then caught it again later on Flow Sports on the replay. And I mean, they really got out to a fast start. I'm glad I wasn't sitting at my device watching the beginning of it live. Right? That would have ruined the rest of the afternoon. Right? That explosive start they got off to. That was impressive.
Tony, that Delaware defense a year ago was ranked top five across the board. And as you said, tons of new players on that side of the ball. But over the last four games, I think they've let up one defensive or one offensive touchdown. What do you see out of that group compared to last year?
Yeah, real strong defensive football team. Manny Rojas, he's done a real nice job at Delaware. Last several years here, they are talented, they're aggressive, they're playing with good fundamental skills. Yeah, 13 quarters without an offensive touchdown until late in that Towson game. That's really good, really good defense. And so when you have a team that has some transfers that join it like that defensively, you do expect to see them get better as the year goes on. They get more comfortable with the defensive scheme and the adjustments. And you can see that happening with that defense.
Before I let you go, we've touched a little bit on last year's game and your team's outstanding performance in that game against Delaware with so many new players on both sides. Is there anything from a confidence standpoint, or is there anything that you take into the game on Saturday that helped you?
Yeah, sure. Certainly our guys got to believe that we can go up there and beat a top five team in the country. So reflecting on last year's success, it was one of the better games that we played last season. And a lot of our guys were here last year. We don't have a lot of new faces, you know, so they certainly do remember that. But this is it's a different football team right now. Ryan's got a really good football team, explosive offense. They're hot on both sides of the ball. You know, it really doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I don't think whether it's O'Connor or Marker, you know, they've got so many skilled, explosive skilled players around him. You know, they can throw it short and take it long, you know, about almost half their yards receiving are yards after the catch, you know, so he's got some talent they've got some talent to distribute the ball to.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Very good, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Once again, for